Hello and welcome to Pancreas Pals. I'm Emily.
And I'm Christy. We're just two gals in our 20s trying to live our best type 1 diabetic lives.
Every week we tackle a new topic from the diabetic perspective. Although we offer tips, we are not medical professionals, but we also offer plenty of anecdotes and general thoughts about how to embrace the type 1 lifestyle on your own terms.
It's not always easy to do through all of the literal highs and lows, but it does help to have a Pancreas Pal to turn to.
Hey guys, welcome to Pancreas Pals. Emily here.
And Christy.
And we have a very special guest. We're so excited. Carolyn is joining us from Sugar Medical. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, everyone.
Yay. Okay, so for those who have not been on their diabetes supply situation game, Carolyn's company, Sugar Medical, first of all, check out our Instagram at pancreas_pals, where we post about our lovely cases that we have and we are obsessed with. So Carolyn started this company and she herself is a type 1 diabetic. So if you don't mind jumping in, Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your history with the disease, like when you were diagnosed and your journey to creating Sugar Medical?
Sure, I'd love to fill you in. I was diagnosed when I was 13, so I already had a sister who was diagnosed 5 years earlier than me. So, so it was actually a terrible day from the standpoint I was diagnosed on my mom's birthday.
No!
not the best birthday gift to tell her. Now she has two kids with type 1, but...
No. More cake for her? That's not funny. That's bad.
Exactly. So, but having my sister around, I was kind of ready in tune with, you know, how following such a diet plan, you know, back then before we had insulin pumps and all these cool glucose monitors and things like that. So life was a little bit harder when we first, you know, were diagnosed, for sure. But so, so I was diagnosed at 13. And for me, it was easy because I was already so experienced with the life with the diabetes. I started, you know, I guess at 13, though, the hardest part was now you're being told you have to test your blood all the time at school and go to the nurse. And there's just a lot
right.
of things that you weren't typically doing that bring even more attention to you. And, you know, that's not usually the easiest time when you're in middle school. So did not love that part of it. But my mom was great and she was always trying to, you know, help my sister and I out. So she used to make us like cases and things like that that were a little bit less black and less medical.
That's so sweet. You
know, a little less official feeling.
Yes, exactly. So that was kind of the starting point of it. I've always made a case for myself. I used to Velcro a glucose meter into like a cosmetic bag. And I did that all through college. I would make little bags to stick my stuff into, which made life a little bit easier. So after I had a career out of college, I had spent some time in buying roll for one of the department stores that used to be based out of the Atlanta area called Rich's and Parisians out of Birmingham. So I kind of had this little bit of a buying background and the vibe of it all. And after I had my first son, I was going to stay at home and be a stay-at-home mom, but that didn't work out as much as I thought it was going to. I was losing my mind. All these years, I thought I was going to be this awesome stay-at-home mom, but I was like, I really like doing stuff and working. And
right.
So that's when I was, we have a friend at the time that was going through some really tough complications from her diabetes, and she ended up needing a pancreas transplant, which, you know, it just really threw me for a loop because never in a million years would I have thought, you know, someone relatively close in age to me would already be experiencing, you know, complications. You'd always hear about them and you know that they're there, but you always think they're things that develop, you know, when you're going to be like 75 years old or something.
Right.
So it scared me a lot. And watching her go through like a good 2-year ordeal of she had gastroparesis. So it was hard for her to digest food. And she was drinking a lot of like, you know, soups and pureed foods while she was waiting on an organ transplant list. So after she went through the transplant, amazing. She wasn't diabetic. So for a while, for about 2 years, she could do everything. She was eating, you know, cake. She could eat life without diabetes. I mean, she said it was just, you know, insane to not have that fear of what am I going to, you know, what am I eating next? You know, how many carbs does that have? So I can only imagine that feeling.
Right.
Like we all do.
It's basically,
we dream about it daily.
Seriously, exactly. It's like having a mini cure. I mean, she went through a lot to get to that time. And I'm sure nothing was, you know, all peachy for her, especially having to deal with a transplant.
They say with the transplants, you know, it's you're giving one for another because now you're stuck on all those drugs for the the suppressant drugs. All of that is just so tough and hard on your body. Unfortunately, the pancreas didn't last. It didn't take for the whole, it did reject after 2 years. She's back to being diabetic. But that brief, 2 years allowed her body to heal. And she's not having any of the stomach issues, which is amazing.
That's amazing.
She's, back to feeling so much better and, taking care of her, self.
Good.
It was a scary, thing for all of us and her family to go through. So when that happened, that's when I was like, I just never want to see anybody go through what she did. It was just terrifying. And how can I help this? And I always joke that, I'm not a doctor and I can't cure diabetes. Like I'd love to, but I can make a bag for it, So my doctor used to joke, that nobody carries their stuff. Like nobody tests their blood when they're supposed to. People are embarrassed to pull it out. They carry it sometimes in a Ziploc bag, So that's when, I decided, what if we make a line of cases that look nothing like a medical bag, but are functional, that we can carry all the stuff we need every day. So that's kind of where, the founding, ground for Sugar Medical started. And that was back in 2009. And we started selling bags back in 2010.
That's amazing. And I mean, it really is such a testament to how, like, not necessarily abundant, but how this disease is all around us. I mean, Christy and I always talk about how we really didn't know that many fellow type 1s before we found each other. And that's kind of why we started Pancreas Pals, because we felt like we really needed a sounding board for, all things diabetes without going to a support group or something like that, kind of creating our own support group. But it's so amazing that you made bags for your friend must feel so like accomplished. Like she really helped spur this on.
Well, it was for me, it was just trying, how do I get, people to understand, the importance of testing their blood more often. And, if it's hard for people to want to do that because they feel like an embarrassment towards it, I was hoping that having a bag that they were embarrassed, that they actually liked, that was cute.
Yeah, liked whipping it out. Yeah.
Or, they weren't, it felt like, something that they would choose to buy as a cosmetic bag or a wallet or whatever, that would just make life easier. So that was kind of, the hope. And I'm sure she definitely has, attachment to our company and what, I started here, but, it's been a great, long journey. We've been, selling bags for, since 2010 now. I can't believe it's been that long.
And, oh my God. 8 years. Congrats. Yeah, that must be so fulfilling. So exciting.
It is, we started with me, at my kitchen table and designing bags. And, we have, now we're, a staff of 5 and, we've got factories in China, and we have factories that we work with here in the States that source some fabrics and such for us. So it's turned into
an operation.
So
that's so exciting. So a little bit, can I ask you a little bit about your, your design process, if you will? Like what spurs a new design in terms of like what are things a lot of customers are looking for these days? Like what is it that Sugar Medical is, I already have a long list of things in my mind, what you're slaying at, but what's your go-to?
So, for us, we started with a simple, just what we actually launched as sugar bags. So it was just a basic case that we called our universal case because it fit universally any glucose meter on the market. So as we, started with this initial product launch, we heard from customers and all the suggestions roll in. So that's really what forms our design process, is what we hear from everybody who either calls us and sends in emails or who people we meet at shows. So hearing from what you guys all want is kind of what spurs the next product.
Right.
So for us, it was the cases. We have a great partnership with the Omnipod Corporation. So anybody who's a potter out there.
I'm a potter and yes. I love my Emily Omnipod case. I use it all the time.
Well, that actually, was pretty funny. Yes, that we called Emily before we even met you.
I know. I was like, this is just ironic and I have to do this. Like I have to get this one case because, it felt right. But I actually whipped it out at a I'm very active in our JDRF, our Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, YLC here in New York. And we have monthly meetings, and we're planning a big gala coming up at the end of the month, or at the end of May. And I had to check my blood sugar in the middle of the meeting, and it's a room of like 40 type 1 diabetics or people associated with type 1s. And I took out my sugar medical case, and everyone was like, "Is that a sugar medical?" And I was like, "Yeah, guys." They were like, "Oh my God,
it's Gucci, honestly.
It's basically a Gucci." Like, I mean, everyone was like, "It has the little trash receptacle in it." Like, I'm like, "Guys, it holds so much." Like, I haven't, I'm so gross, but I was like, I haven't emptied the trash part in like a week and a half, and it's still great. And then I just like emptied it, and they're like, "Oh my God, look at all the test strips go." It was really funny.
My first audience for my bag was my mom, because she was coming to pick me up the day that I got it in the mail, and she was so relieved because I was always the worst. And by was, I mean like up until a couple weeks ago. I have like three different little bags that I was carrying stuff in, because I always like to have extra needles, but the little carrier that I had for my pens didn't hold the needles. So at one point I was walking around and I had like three things I always had to make sure that I had with me. And, you know, obviously we've been saying the importance of having everything with you. You don't want to forget anything. So it was like three things that I had to remember, and it was very stressful. So having kind of a one size fits all for us pen users, very convenient.
Yes, definitely. I think that's the hardest thing is like, oh my gosh, I have to carry, you know, some source of sugar is always with me. And my go-to is always jelly beans. So
I'm always good.
Jelly beans in my mesh pocket in my bag. But I know I should probably be using glucose tablets, but you know, the jelly beans are my go-to.
My thing is we have to deal with this disease, like treat yourself, like seriously. Yeah.
It's been, well, the funny, but that trash can thing, I laughed because everybody, like you guys love it, but I always find like family members love it even more than we love it, because my husband laughs because, you know, before we put this design into all the bags, he would joke, you know, they're Carolyn, they're out in our garage, they're out in our bushes in our front yard. How does that
they're
even
everywhere.
Happen? I'm like, I have no idea.
And I found one in the shower the other day.
Yeah. Like, why? Why are they showing up everywhere?
Not even why, just how.
One of my friends found one in his sock that had come back from the dry, like from getting it done, getting his stuff cleaned. And I was like, you need to do your laundry better. Like, this is disturbing. But also, how did it get in your clean sock? I still don't know. It's still a mystery. And honestly, like everyone is my twin sister. I live with my twin. She's pancreatically capable, as I like to say. She got the good pancreas in the womb. Not bitter. It's like, whatever. But she is constantly finding test strips. And she's like, you got to stop. And I'm like, Laura, you don't get it. You're lucky. Like, I'm the woman that has diabetes. Leave me alone. Like, I try and pull all these horrible guilt trips on her. Yeah. But ever since getting this new case, she's like, Emily, this is amazing. Like, we don't even talk about it anymore. It's so great.
Well, we always laugh, though, because we hear from customers who've had the bag for like, I don't know, 3 months. And then they email us. They're like, we figured out what that slot was in the bag. So we have to get better. Better at explaining, I guess, what that is, because people didn't know. You know, it's like that little silver eyelet in the bag, and it works like a mail slot. So just push your little used test strip through, and it goes into the back pocket. But you know, even mine, I think I've had up to 200 test strips in there. So
it's, oh my gosh,
it's awesome.
It's definitely my favorite thing about my bag, other than, you know, the name of it. But still, it's amazing. So anything coming down the pipeline? Anything new you guys have that you're working on right now?
Well, you know, we do have always new patterns. We try to keep it fresh. So we always try to have new patterns every 3 to 6 months. We are introducing another color, a new fun pattern for guys, for girls. So we always have that coming down the line. Right now we have a new kit in place that's going to be a little bit different shape than we've typically done, because we hear from some people who really like to carry the glucagon with them.
Right.
So we hadn't had a bag that really fit everything well with a glucagon kit in it. So we're developing a little bit longer, narrow shaped case that's going to be able to work with that. And the cool thing about that bag is if you are a pen user, it can fit up to 3 pens and a glucagon in it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you can put everything in it. So that's exciting. We also have some new, our sling backpacks have been popular, especially for the guys, because, you know, girls, we're awesome that we can put our kit or something into our purse, but a lot of guys are like, where in the world do I put this thing?
Right. So
we have a cool sling backpack that's really small and compact. So really, it's just designed to throw your case in there, maybe a bottle of water, car keys, your phone, and that's about it. So those have been really popular. So we're adding additional colors there. Yeah, so we have some exciting stuff coming down the line this year.
That's so exciting. And then anything, I know a lot of companies, and I know you work closely with Omnipod, and this is something that is so on my radar, but anything about the new Omnipod design? I mean, that's going to open up so many doors, I feel like, for you guys, because everyone will be able to use the styles then.
Yes. So we, are definitely working closely with them, and they have some exciting, new products in the horizon. So we'll be a part of that when that launch is official.
Right, but, sorry, I should say like semi-official.
Yeah, well, no, they're still waiting. So, it's all out there on the internet. So you guys can check out what, Omnipod has in store. So when they launch their new device, yes, we'll have a corresponding line of bags and a cool purse that will go with that as well. But
so exciting.
Actually, in the meantime, we actually have a whole new bag coming out for the PVM for Omnipod launching this June. So this
okay, well, I'm going to get on that list.
So we have like 7 new colors coming in. So we have some fun, bright colors. We have a couple of new solids coming in and a really cool like not camouflage, but a gray and blackish pattern with a neon green zipper that a lot of the guys.
Oh, cute. Like.
So so we're excited about that. So that's just going to be a little bit new just design and how the PDM fits into the case.
Okay, cool.
And also, you probably have seen those cool gel skins we do.
Yes, I was about to bring that up. I know that's big with the kiddos and then also like adults because everyone likes to be cute, but still.
Well, yeah, the pink glitter has always been our number one. And then we added some tie-dye options that have some bright, fun colors in it that has been doing really well too. So, yeah, those are fun to just kind of, decorate your PDM a little bit.
And you can mix and match with the cases as well. So.
Yes,
with the skin. So it's like a cute little, and I mean, I want to also point out that you guys also carry cool pen, like cooling pen cases and, all those good things like Velcro and stuff to stick on and like zippered back. It's just, it's like a one-stop shop situation for purses, backpacks, travel bags, all those fun things.
Well, we try to keep, showing different things to, if you guys have ideas, we'd love to hear from everybody. We love to hear what, how you carry things and how you'd like to carry things, because we are always looking for new, the next design inspiration.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
This episode is provided by Sugar Medical.
Sugar Medical has the goods when it comes to diabetes supplies. With over 35 to 40 styles of cases, carriers, travel bags, and more available at one time, the company has all of your diet needs covered.
From insulated travel cases to Omnipod skins, Sugar Medical hits the sweet spot on diabetes supplies every time. Not to mention it was started by a diet badass lady working to make the world a better place one stray test strip at a time.
Head on over to sugarmedical.com to find the perfect diabetes accessory for you or your diabestie and follow them on Instagram at sugarmedical.
Now back to the episode.
Well, I'm just cracking up when you were talking about the bags for guys, because I was talking to my roommate's boyfriend before, and apparently he has a pair of cargo shorts that she really doesn't like, and I'm picturing like diabetic guys shoving all of their equipment into cargo pants. So you're freeing them of having to do that.
Oh my God.
Well, that's the only reason my husband has cargo shorts, he says, is to carry jelly beans.
That's support if I've ever heard it.
Well, it's true though. I don't really think about it because I do always have a bag with me. I mean, it's my backpack more often than not, just because I'm traveling to work most days and I want to have like lunch and my laptop. But when I'm going out, it's pretty natural for me to have a purse where I can kind of put in whatever I need. And, the more organized it can be, the better. But I didn't really think about that from like a guy's perspective, because he's not necessarily walking around. Yeah. So, no shame to immerse, but
yeah, no.
Anything that can help make that a little bit more of a natural thing on a night out, probably helpful.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
So not to jump around a little bit, but I am definitely intrigued as someone who does not have any family members who are type 1. This is such a vague question. But,
me either.
But how was it growing up with a type 1 sister?
Well, I think we both we never went to a support group because we had each other. And I think that, you know, right. we had an amazing doctor in Atlanta that still to this day, Dr. Chip Reed, if he's listening, that's my favorite doctor in Shout Atlanta. I love him. He was amazing. And he just made everything so much easier for us. But with having my sister there, it was great because I think we, well, obviously we were very obviously watching each other, what we were doing and eating. She and I did different activities. So we weren't necessarily always together with a lot of like I was really heavy into tennis. So managing your blood sugar while you're playing, you know, games of tennis and out there on the court, having to stop every couple, you know, half hour, especially to have a juice box or something like that. But
right. Where it's hot as well. Yeah. That's definitely affects your numbers. Yes,
definitely. So, but I think, you know, from the standpoint of my mom, it probably made it really easy that we all were like clockwork. We ate dinner every night at 6 o'clock and my mom had the balanced food planned for us. And so, she was really good with all that and taking care of us. Yeah. So
shout out to your mom. She sounds like a boss.
Yes. So, you know, but for me, like after I launched the company, I started attending more, events, you know, through the JDRF and, meeting more people that were type one. And I was like, gosh, I really wish I had not been so stubborn and said, gone to some support groups, as a kid and had done more. Cause I always said I had my sister. So I guess in hindsight, I probably would have really benefited more from meeting more people with type one. So I think it's really cool when you can reach out and, you know, meet people that are going through the same thing you are.
100%. That's actually something that we continuously talk about with a lot of our guests, is especially shout out to Libby Russell from earlier in the season. She is at I Have the Sugars on Instagram. Go check out that episode. But she was saying that she kind of wishes that she had reached out to people earlier on, and now she has this whole diabetic crew that are all amazing humans, and they have group chats where they go back and forth and, you know, discuss, oh, hey, how many carbs do you think are in this? Or, hey, I'm really feeling that diabetes burnout right now. Like, I'm so over all this stuff. Or, you know, for me personally, I even last night, like, I had a piece of pizza and I forgot to bolus for it for like a chunk of time. And I was like, oh my God. It was the first. So Christy and I, we're diagnosed a little bit older in life. Like I was diagnosed when I was 20, and Christy, you were 17, correct?
Correct.
Oh God, I just know you so well. And
we only tell the story like every
episode. But since we were diagnosed a little bit later, I never, you know, our parents or Christy's mom, I guess, was a little bit more involved because you were still in high school and lived at home. But my parents are so amazing and hands-on in everything that they do, and they've just completely immersed themselves in JDRF since my diagnosis. And I actually like knew no one with type one. And then I moved to New York, and I was living in Boston. That's where I met Christy. We went to BU, and I moved to New York, and my dad was like, hey, we got really involved in JDRF. And I was like, oh my God, Dad, that's so sweet. You're going to make me feel things. That's so nice. And he's like, no, I'm telling you this because like they have a YLC there where you can meet other, you know, type ones. And I was like, I don't know, Dad, like, I don't want to become known for the type one girl. Meanwhile, fast forward like 2 years and here I am with a podcast and basically a poster child for type one, LOL at life. But it's, yeah. So like even though my parents don't necessarily fully understand, you know, like if I eat a handful of Skittles, it's not going to shoot me back up within 2 seconds if I'm having a low blood sugar, but it'll get me there in a certain amount of time. They, you know, I attribute this podcast to them to a certain amount. So I'm like so jealous that your mom, I'm talking in circles, but the reason why I told that whole story is because it must have been so dope to have a mom who like measured your food for you and was so sweet. Like, I want to meet her. She sounds like an awesome person.
Yeah, I think it was like a full-time job for her between, you know, having two, I can only two imagine. Of us, you know, it was just a lot for her to always, I'm sure, take care of. And I laugh because when I meet people now, and they talk about, you know, they want to know more about how I went through college and, you know, now I have kids and, you know, how did you do all this with being type one? And I always say, you know, college was awesome. You know, I did, you know, it was a great experience and, you know, mom has to let go. And that's kind of, you know, it's hard when you guys, you know, the parents are so involved. And I'm like, I went and backpacked through Europe for 6 weeks with two friends, and this is like really before cell phones even, you know, I mean, like we,
every
3-4 days. And I was like, I know, never ever put it in perspective as to what my mom and dad might have been thinking or feeling while I was gone for so long, you know, cause you know, just now with cell phones and, you know, with the CGMs, everybody can track everybody's movement and you know, that right. It was so different. And I have to say, like, all the stress I probably caused my parents, I feel so guilty about.
But I think moms are just like that. They're going to worry the little bit no matter what. If my mom calls while I'm in the shower and I don't get back to her for like 30 minutes, she'll be like texting my boyfriend and my roommate, like, when was the last time you saw Christy?
Meanwhile, my mom, we have a family group chat. My last name's Goldman and it's called The Gold Members. I named it and I'm very excited to tell everyone about that. But meanwhile, my twin sister never responds to our family group chat. And so I'll get texts from my parents being like, hey, have you heard from Laura? I'm like, yes, I live with her. We're sitting together right now. Like, you know this, mom and dad. They're like, okay, we just want to check in. Meanwhile, they're hooked up to my Dexcom, so they're not too worried about me. They can like literally see what my blood sugar is doing every 5 minutes.
It's like technology is so cool. But
I know.
But you were right, though, with the JDRF is really amazing with all the groups that they have and the, you know, the camps out there. Just like promote them. I love them. I think it's great.
I'm always plugging them. Everyone's like, Emily, you're like so in their pocket. And I'm like, yes, I know. I love it. It's great.
Well, Sugar Medical, Sugar Medical is very excited because we're partnering with the JDRF. So we're going to be a part of the Bag of Hope. So all those bags that go out for newly diagnosed people starting this June, we'll be including a free bag from Sugar Medical. So we're excited.
That's so amazing.
We're excited to be a part of that and you know, have that partnership with the JDRF. It really means a lot to me personally. So
of course.
We're excited.
A lot of kids are going to be really, really pumped, for lack of a better word, to get that.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Christy, I feel like we covered, all Sugar Medical all the time, all about it. Do you have any other things you want to add?
Again, just like thanks for not making cargo pants a thing this year. Always appreciated.
Right. Retweet. Fashion.
And thank you for joining us. We always love meeting anyone else in the Type 1 network.
Well, we'd love to, talk to you guys and please, we love to hear from everybody. So send us your suggestions. You know, right now we have so many fun patterns and colors and polka dots and flowers and all that on our website. But we love to hear from what everybody's really looking for. Send us your pictures. Like, we love to have design inspiration. So
yay. So definitely head on over to sugarmedical.com and get yourself one of the amazing cases, anything. They have more than just cases, travel bags, everything. We're gonna plug a little discount code for us as well. We'll be linked on our website and on Instagram. We'll post about it and head on over to our Instagram at pancreas_pals, to our website pancreaspals.com, our Facebook, just plug in everything, pancreaspals.pp, and be sure to do the same for Sugar Medical. Follow them on Instagram at Sugar Medical. And again, head on over to their website and just check out all their amazing offerings and, you know, check out the Emily case, because I like to tell people it's not named after me, but I feel like it was. Thank you so much for joining us, Carolyn. We're so excited to continue to see all the success that you guys are having and so excited for all the new cases and bags coming out this summer. And, you know, we'll continue to follow the Sugar Medical journey. Join the tribe, if you
That's
will.
Right. Well, thank you guys. Loved being here.
Yeah. Have a great week, everyone. Pancreas Pals out.
Bye.